At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Kendra here. Sue is here with me, and we are tired. We had a busy night last night. The Light a Candle celebration to benefit One Wish Project was last night. It was amazing. Thank you again to everybody that came, to Kim Carrigan, Lenny Clark, to our five pastry chefs from Three Sweet Peas, Party Favors, Davio's, Montilio's, and Whatever It Cakes. It was a great night. And it's funny, it goes fast, like 6 to 8:30. We went straight through.
Yeah.
I didn't eat a lot. I had two glasses of wine, maybe, and I feel like I went out all night. I feel like I went out clubbing last night.
Oh, I do too. And I also only had, I had a glass of wine early in the night and then a glass of wine when it was all done. And I feel like I was at a club dancing on tables doing shots of tequila. But it's because we were emceeing. We were so busy. We were talking to people. We were taking pictures.
I mean, why do it was I a feel great like time. I went.
And we didn't leave. It ended at 8:30, 9 o'clock. We didn't leave for like an hour after that. So and I know I got to bed around 11:30 and got up at 3:30. So we're tired and we had kind of a large evening. And so.
And we didn't eat. And our boss, Steve, I think I said this earlier in the show, he went and got me a hot dog. And then Mike Mullaney, our other colleague, was there and he got me a cheese quesadilla. And
Do you know they didn't get me anything? Well, they brought you food?
Yes. Well, they said, have you guys eaten anything? And I said, no, because it was in between.
So they brought you food and not me.
Well, I happened to be standing next to them.
Uh-huh.
And they went over to the hot dog bar that we had. But it went on the table and then it was gone. So somebody picked it up or ate it.
I'm going to text Sal right now, our boss, and be like, so you were, and by the way, I brought him a Bud Light.
I did too.
And then he brought you food and nobody brought me food. But thanks. Thanks, Sal. All right. I see where I stand.
I didn't even get to eat the quesadilla. I was starving, but I feel, we're doing our fasting thing in the morning. And so now, what am I going to do? I think I have to break it today and just eat something.
I kind of predicted that we would feel the way we did.
Did you bring stuff for us?
I brought a bagel for us to split.
You brought us a bagel.
Wait, and I brought a stick of butter.
A loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter.
A loaf of bread.
I literally brought
a stick of butter because I don't think we have butter in this building. And I was like, and if we do, I certainly don't trust it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was in a rush going out the door. So I just took the whole stick. I took a whole stick of butter and a bagel to split with you. I'm like, we're going to need a little bread.
A loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter.
There she is. You know her. Our little friend from Sesame Street. Yeah, we're going to need
you to laugh at me, but you'll eat half this bagel.
Half? I want the whole bagel. I don't want to share it. I'm starving.